The messaging service WhatsApp has been fined €225 million for infringement of data protection rules. It's the largest ever fine imposed by the Office of the Data Protection Commissioner. Our business editor, Will Goodbody, can tell us more. What's the background to this, Will? How did this fine come about?
Well, the probe was launched in 2018, Brian, by the Data Protection Commission of its own volition, it being the lead regulator for WhatsApp across the EU. And it examined whether WhatsApp had met its transparency obligations under the EU's General Data Protection Regulation around how it dealt with user and non-user data. And this included the transparency of explanations provided by WhatsApp to users about the processing of information between WhatsApp and other companies that are part of the Facebook group. So essentially what was at question here was not how WhatsApp was processing user and non-user data, but more how transparent it was around that and what it was telling or not telling users when they signed up. The probe continued for 2 years, and the DPC said in its decision published today that it ultimately had found a number of what it described as very serious infringements. Now, the draft of that decision produced last December had proposed a fine of up to €50 million, but when this draft was sent to other EU data regulators, as is required under the GDPR, the fine was opposed as being too small by 8 of around 40 data protection authorities. So ultimately, a consensus couldn't be reached, and the matter ended up going to the EU Data Protection Oversight Body. That's the European Data Protection Board. And its binding decision issued earlier in the summer directed the Data Protection Commission to increase the fine. And ultimately, that brings us to today and the decision to impose a penalty of €225 million on WhatsApp. Now, WhatsApp was also ordered to bring its processing into compliance by taking a range of specified remedial actions.
And has WhatsApp had anything to say?
Yeah, clearly it's not very happy with the decision. It's issued a short statement saying that it's committed to providing a secure and private service and that it's worked to ensure the information it provides is transparent and comprehensive and will continue to do so. It added that it disagrees with the decision. It feels the penalties are entirely disproportionate and has stated that it will appeal this decision. An appeal can be made either to the Irish High Court or directly to the European Court of Justice and would likely focus on the size of the fine. Sources close to the company have been keen to stress that the fine is not about its data sharing practices, but rather the level of detail it provided in its 2018 privacy policy about that. They also indicated that rather than making its data protection policy shorter and less complicated, this decision would mean it, if it was to be imposed, would mean it would have to add even more information to an already long and complicated privacy policy. The company is also understood to feel that the fine is completely out of step with previous GDPR-related fines.
Yeah, of course, WhatsApp isn't the only big global tech giant that has its European headquarters here in Ireland. There are others, and there are others under investigation.
And others have been fined too. So GDPR is only 3 years old, remember, and so far the largest fine anywhere in the EU under it was levied on Amazon by the Luxembourg authorities, and that was €746 million just a couple of months ago. Before that, the highest fine had been imposed on Google by the French authorities, and that was €50 million. So some data protection experts I spoke to today seem to think that WhatsApp may have good grounds for appeal if and when it does go to court. But whether the fine sticks or not, this decision will be very closely parsed and analysed by the data protection community, and it's likely to send out a pretty strong signal, I think, to data controllers that they need to have their house in order. It's significant also for the DPC. It's faced quite strong criticism in the past for not doing enough to rein in big tech, many of whom have had their European headquarters here. But we are likely to see quite a few other decisions in big tech investigations emerge in the coming months and years. The DPC has a large number of open inquiries, as you alluded to there, involving companies like Facebook, Apple, Google, Twitter and others. So watch this space.
Will Goodbody, business editor, thanks for that.